Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every one of you all for tuning in to She's So Radio. What's your host, me, KC, CEO of She's On, with my lovely co-host.
Y'all know who it is. It's the King of VA, Teddy Bear. What's going on, ladies?
What's going on, ladies? Did you hear Teddy? She said, what's going on, ladies? I don't know about y'all, but I got a little mush.
Ooh, watch out there now. Ooh.
You know I got a little more to do. We ain't going to tell them all our business tonight, you feel
no,
me?
No, not tonight. Not tonight, baby. Not tonight.
You know, we've been getting a lot of positive feedback from our Rush Hour episode of She's On Radio. You know, we come on here. We used to do it at the midnight. A lot of you all couldn't do it at midnight because you had a lot of things to do. But now you can listen to us while you clean your toilet, while you do whatever you got to do, get your kids or whatever. This could be your peace of mind, your sound of mind. You know, you still can spend time with your kids. You know, I have to put them to bed so early, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, while that is being said, I think we should go into tonight's topic. Tonight's topic was given to me by a fan. They want to know, how do you know that you are the one? Or how do you know that they are the one for you? So, Teddy, before we go into the phone calls, you know how we do. We give our input first, and then we let the callers give their input. So what we want to do, we want to make the callers press the number one right now. So while we're giving our input, y'all could already be in rotation when we come to y'all. So I want y'all to press the one. If you are listening online, I'm going to need you all to call us at 646-716-6977. Let's go. Teddy, how do you feel about what are your views on are they the one for you? Or how do you know someone is the one for somebody? Like, what are your views on that?
I mean, it's simple. I figure somebody's, you know, for me, if we have that connection, I mean, it ain't even got to be on no sexual type thing. If we can talk, you can make me laugh. I can be mad at the world, and you can just look at me with that look and calm me down. I know you can hold me down, but yet still hold your own. You know what I'm saying? You got goals. You motivated. You motivate me. That makes me know that You one for me, that I need to wipe you up real quick before somebody gets you.
Okay, so, like, are you a easy person to get? Like, do you know, do they have to do a lot to get with you?
Not really. All they got to do is just be there, you know. Just listen to me. Don't, you know, take advantage of me.
Okay. So, you know, my opinion of how do you know someone is the one for you, I just feel like you just know. It's no ifs, ands, or buts, no sugarcoating around it. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly what you like. You know exactly what you're going to do to get it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to me, I don't ask for much. You know, I'm not really a very judgmental person. So, you know, I don't go for looks and the outside appearance or anything that got anything to do with the outside. I go for realness in a woman. So you pretty much know realness when you see it. You feel me? Realness is nothing that a person can fake. You can't fake realness. Because if you're faking realness, it's all over your face. So that means you're fake. So that means that you're a no-go for me right there. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So I go for, you know, I really go for personality. You know, someone that's going to make me smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them goofies, I don't know what. I like to giggle, you know. So somebody I can giggle with, we could be riding down the street, We see a, you know, a bow-legged deer, you know what I'm saying? We just bust out laughing at it. That's number one. We both can share a weird sense of humor. Number two, she gotta know something, you know, like... I'm not saying she got to have a high school diploma or GED. That shit helps. But she don't have to have that to know something. You know, I know a lot of, you know, Fortune 500 people or whatever that's out there doing it big and didn't even get their diploma.
Right.
All right? You just got to have common sense. You know, somebody that I can talk to on the level where it's an understanding. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely... more somebody that you can communicate with. Communication is definitely another thing. You know, so we got humor, we got communication. Now, what about the sex life? All right? And I'm not talking about physical sex. I'm talking about that mind sex.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ladies ain't know that you can bust an orgasm from somebody just giving you some intellectual conversation. That's when we go back to communication. But now we're talking about communication on a whole other level.
Right.
You know? Somebody that can make love to my mind is definitely a keeper. Because if I can just shiver, quake, dish from hearing her talk to me, oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, Teddy. You know what it is. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what it is, man. Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, buddy. If your poopalaki could get wet just from her telling you some sweet stuff in your ear without even touching you, she's the one.
Yep.
She might not be the only one.
Right.
That, but she is definitely the one that you need to be trying to get to know a little bit better. You know? So we got what we said, humor. We got personality. Right? We
mm-hmm.
got mind, like a mind, a mentalbation. We got a little bit of common sense. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say another thing. I'm gonna have to go with maturity, a high level
yeah.
of maturity. You know, especially when you're my age. You know, you're 15. I'm just especially. Oh, you laughing at me, bro?
You 15? Ooh, okay.
I'm 15, man. You know, I'm 15 and I'm seasoned. You know. You know, maturity. You know, you definitely want to be with somebody that you can go outside with and they not put on a show and embarrass the hell out you.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be somewhere and get embarrassed? You know, two people should be able to go out and have a good time without one acting that complete what? What I want to say?
Complete.
What's the word I want to use? What's the word I want to use today?
And then, like, a complete what?
You can cuss. We are all grown. You can say it.
Asshole.
There you go. You definitely don't want to be in the midst of somebody, you know, y'all at church, and, you know, we getting our praise on, and they over there doing the MC Hammer in church. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What?
You doing the hammer, no. Can't touch what?
Exactly. Like, hold on now. This is not right. So I'm not right about this person. So it automatically makes you say, hey, that would be a turn off for me. You know what I'm saying? That would turn me off.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely you want your sense of humor. You want, I guess you want to say home training. That's what I kind of want to lean to. Mind sex, conversation, a little bit of common sense. You know what I'm saying? And definitely... And definitely, you'll know. You would know this person. But it's like you just met him for real, physically, but it's like you've been knowing him for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like, damn, have we met before? Or it's just like, it's there. You know what I'm saying? You would definitely know who this person is. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to go to the phone line, so I definitely want to hear what you ladies got to say. So we're going to take it to area code 207. Again, ladies, press number one because we definitely want to hear what you got to say about how do you know they're the one. You can even share your the one stories with us or anything. You know what I'm saying? Because we definitely want to hear, we definitely want to get that feedback so we can know exactly what's on your mind, all right? So, like I said, we're going to the phone lines. Y'all press number one, area code 207-399. Talk to KC and Teddy. Let's go.
Well, hello there, KC and Teddy.
Hey, Susie.
Hey, I'm calling to you from Bingham, Maine. Yes, sir, my new place of residence.
Yeah,
65 miles outside of Canada. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay.
I'm up here with the bears and the moose and the polar bears and, yeah, all that stuff, and the deer and yeah. So, anyways, to get back to the topic, to stay on topic, you know, I have been out of a relationship for so long and have gone through trial and error to where I don't know who is the one. I just have to trust in God and believe that God is going to send the right person. I just need to continue to trust that one day I will find that right one. Until then, I will continue to go through trial and error. I mean, women give you butterflies anyways. That's just my take on it. Women give me butterflies anyways. I get nervous. I get uptight. I get tense when I have to talk to a woman and try and get to know a woman. Maybe it's because of my own insecurities in that area. I'm not quite sure. However, I just keep doing it. And I do it to the best of my willingness. That's my take on how do I know. I mean, I wake up in the morning thinking about several people, so it's not even the point of waking up and she's my first thought. Because my first thought is not a woman. My first thought is, okay, I need to pray before I get out of this bed and start my day.
Mm-hmm.
So woman is not my first thought in the morning. There's no woman except for maybe my mom, who, you know, I pray for, and I pray that she's at peace and at comfort now. But other than that, really, and that's the God's honest truth, like, I have just been really deep in prayer and, like, really just trying to focus on doing me. And if that person comes along, then she comes along. And if she doesn't, then, I mean, I'll just continue to smile and be the wonderful person that I am.
All right.
And that's it. And I'm so glad to see that the challenge is on. Glad to hear from you all.
I'm glad to hear from you, too.
Yeah.
I know we had to bring it back. You know we wasn't going to stay away long. We was coming back.
No. I knew that. No. I had all confidence in the world. No need to even be concerned about that. I knew you all were coming back.
Oh yeah, we here to stay now.
Don't worry about it, huh?
I think this time is gonna be a lot better. It's gonna be a better time right here. You know.
Okay.
Definitely can.
And you know what? I'm in full support of whatever you do. You know, I'm here. You know, I'm just like a million miles away now, but that's all good too.
Yeah.
Life is okay. Yes, it is. Yes.
Well, thank you so much,
yes,
Susan.
So,
for definitely.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all the support that you give. She's on, you know.
You're very welcome.
We're definitely about to take the next caller. Do not go anywhere because we have some very informative information for you, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Enjoy the show. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Area code 804-253. Tonight's topic is how do you know that person is the one? Or you can just give us, you know, you can give us a little bit of your story, all right? Area code 804-253. Talk to KC and Teddy. Let's go.
Wow.
Hello.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm going to tell you if you know the person. Hold on. I'm going to take my phone off and try to walk outside real quick with my drink. Hold on real quick.
Do.
Don't do that. I just walked outside. When you know that person is for you, you stop caring about the most important things. You start caring about that person more than yourself. I swear to God.
Right.
Just right now that's what I'm going through. Because I care more about her feelings than my own.
Right.
And all I can say is that if you find that one person who's willing to sacrifice everything and you willing to sacrifice everything for that person, that's how you know they're the one. That's all I can say because I'm going through that right now. And she right here in my face. And that's how I know. That's all I can say is that that's how you know that that person is the one. Don't feel sorry. Anything. These are not tears of sadness. I'm
You'll definitely, you know who that person is because nothing is going to hold you from that person. You know you're gonna definitely fight until you can't fight no more. You know what I'm saying? Like you are.
I love with everything in me and. That has never happened to me before. That's how you know that the person.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
That is so true.
And I think you the one too. As a matter of fact, I know you the one because, you know, it's still holding on. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I'm not saying everything. I sacrificed everything. And that's how you know that person is the one where you're willing to give up everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She won't be on the phone, though, but that's all I had to say.
I'm going to give you a hug right now.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I bet you 100% that you are the one as well. You are the one. You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all.
Man, I just want to give you a hug right now.
I know. And I've never seen you like this.
Me neither. I don't like to hear you like this. I want to come up there and give you a hug so bad.
I've never seen you like this.
You know how it used to be, and I gave up everything for this one person out of 50 million fucking people in the world, maybe more, but I choose this one person. That's it. And I want to be with him for the rest of my life.
I know.
You know what? You want to be with her for the rest of your life? Then that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to be with that person for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Both of y'all are going to have to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to sacrifice, and you're going to have to work, and you're going to have to push and move.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let nothing, don't let the haters, don't let the people, don't let, you know what I mean? Don't let nobody, family, friends, nobody step in that and break that up. You know, that's the mission of a lot of people now. They don't like to see people happy.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Just do that.
And I told
you. So that's definitely what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to block a lot of people and a lot of people, places, and things out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like I said, both of you are strong people. And I know that, you know, I really, really, really see me being the drunk uncle at the wedding, honey. Okay? I'm going to be the drunk uncle at the wedding.
I'm going to be
like Mr. Brown in my Madea wig. And
yes, honey.
I can't wait to go in there and do a backflip and a split, girl, and put it on YouTube.
I'm going to be there with you with my 1800. Like, yes, get it.
Yes, I'm going to be a bit over, honey, doing the Harlem Shake with my butt. And y'all are going to like it. You know what I'm saying?
Get it.
So don't worry about that. You're crying now because it's cries of joy. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to know that if only way to make a relationship work no relationship is perfect. That's number one. All relationships go through, it's up, it's down. But just like, you know, Greg McQuinn said, the storm is over now. You gotta have that song in your relationship. You gotta put that song in relationship. You gotta put God in your relationship. And when you put God in your relationship, no man can break that relationship up with God. Right? So that's the only person. Can't no Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, friends, club, nothing break it up. Right? See, stuff like that. A lot of people break up over that stupid stuff. Stuff that can be actually changed. They don't want to sit down and they don't want to fight for it. You know what I'm saying? If you really want that relationship to grow, you gotta grow it, baby. It's just like a plant. You gotta grow it. You gotta keep feeding it. It's gonna work out. It's gonna work out. And I, like I told you, I'm gonna be the fat midget at your wedding, doing the Harlem Shake and the Wobble.
I'm gonna be recording it. I'm recording it. Yes, I am.
It's gonna be all right, baby. Okay.
All right, well, I'm
going to
call you later, bro.
All right, baby. You keep your head up.
You want me money? You get money.
Please.
All right, love you too.
Love you.
All right. Area code 804-484. Tonight's topic is, how do you know that she's the one? Or you could just talk to us about the one type of thing. You feel what I'm saying? Let's go. If you all online listening, 646-716-6977. Come on, press that one. We definitely want to hear everything you got to say. She's on radio. Talk to KC, Teddy. Let's go. Area code 804-484.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
All right. Hi. You?
Hey. This came with y'all. But
hey.
Tia, for the girl that was on the earlier, I can't really relate to what she's going through. As far as the topic at hand, I feel like you're the one for me when it's nothing else that can brighten up my day but you. I feel like when I go beyond the call of duty and I care about your feelings more than I care about my own, I feel like you're the one. I mean, I don't know what else to do to prove to this person how much I really do love her and care about her. Off and on for 3 years is tiring and it's frustrating, but we don't ever go nowhere. I mean, we go other places, but we always end up back together. But I'm tired of going, like, tired of taking a break. But when I can communicate with a person and have that sense of humor, and I agree, Casey, with everything that you said. I like that.
Well, you know, I agree with what you just said, too. You know, it's definitely, you know, a lot of people don't know that dating and relationships are very time-consuming. It's not something that is going to say, hey, we're here today, and boom, it's going to be perfect tomorrow. You know, you're going to work. You got to work through it. You got to definitely go through storms and you gotta go through the hurricanes and even the Katrinas, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some relationships with Katrina come through and wipe down everything. But like I said, when you invest a lot of time, I feel like you shouldn't give up so easily. A lot of people come into relationships with flaws. A lot of flaws that they've been doing their whole life. It's not fair that, you know what I'm saying, they just gotta up and change like right today or tomorrow. Like, it's not gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Even down to the people that have, like, cheating sprees and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you was getting yourself into before you got into it. So, you know, sometimes it's just a work in process. A work in progress. And you got to be willing to, you know what I'm saying? If you jump into it and you know who they were before you dealt with them, you got to be willing to be there and help them. You know what I'm saying? Okay, they might mess up one time. That's just like an alcoholic or, you know, somebody is doing drugs or whatever, and they go into recovery, and they slip up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so you just gonna drop them because they slipped up? No, you're gonna sit there, you're gonna support them, and you're gonna say, "Hey, baby, this is what we need to do." And you know, you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You just gotta put your time in, and
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect. We all have flaws. We all do stupid stuff. You know what I'm saying? But if you really want that relationship to work and you really want it to grow and mold, then, you know, you just got to, you know, put your foot down. Most of the time, if you're doing your job anyway, you don't have to worry about them going nowhere anyway. You feel what I'm saying?
So it also takes two. Ain't nobody blame nobody for nothing.
I understand that.
You feel me? Well, you know who. You know the one. The one is the one. That one, you be like, man, I don't want to be in no damn relationship. But that one come along, it's like, fuck it, let's go. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if y'all been knowing each other 2 days. I'm like Romeo and Juliet, baby. Look, come on. Shit. You ain't going nowhere.
So I feel you. Mm-hmm. And Teddy, I'm on your side more so.
To what?
I said I'm on your side. I'm peeping your game. I hear you too.
I feel you.
All right, that's all I got to say, y'all, that, you know what I'm saying, communication is key to a strong, healthy relationship, and when you don't have that, then you have nothing.
All right, you got it.
That's it. All right.
All right, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I think we should have a regular question. We do have 4 minutes left in our show tonight, so I'm going to ask, since we're talking about the one, all right, let's talk about not the one. How do you know a person? No, you know what? We're going to save that for tomorrow's topic. We're just going to have a part two to this, okay? Now I'm just going to ask another question. Let's talk about maybe like a she's on after dark. Let's get it off from the serious and get on to something a little more funny. How do you feel about women that wear lace fronts? And it's cricket. How do you feel about women that wear lace fronts that are cricket and think they are thebomb.com? So, I mean, are you ladies to press number one? Because I need to know how you feel about women that wear lace fronts, cricket, and think they are thebomb.com. We're going to start with you, Teddy. Hey, ladies, y'all press the one, because y'all know I want to hear what y'all got to say. 646-716-6977. Just end this show with a bang, all right? So, Teddy, how you feel about that?
All I'm going to say is if you can't fix your lace front before you go out, don't come in my face, because all I'm going to do is point. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to point at the top of your head and, like, just look, really, fix that. That's not good, boo-boo. Mm-mm. God, take it off if you can't wear it right. I know it's your hair. You paid for it, but that's not working for you. Take it
right
off. Do something. I'm scared. Brad or Checky, help me, Lord.
Help me, Father God. That's just wrong.
That is wrong, sir.
Look, my dear go coming like, look, hunty, you need to fix that. Fix that, hunty. Fix it.
And then they got the nerve, girl, to put, I mean, I'm like, okay. If you're going to do the whole lace front thing, you know, at least have some sense to, like, make it look real like Beyonce do. You know what I'm saying? Like, these girls,
right?
Oh, my God, they have the lining hanging all over their eyebrows. And the girl, the lace just be all out. Girl, sometimes the damn string be hanging out the thing, girl. It just be crazy.
You just want to pull it.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why people just don't get a wig and just be, you know what I'm saying? Make it, leave the wig look real. You know what I'm saying? But that
right
lace front with that damn elastic band hanging out of it. I mean, girl, they just get on my nerves. They're making me sick with that lace front, girl.
You just want to pull that string, bro, and go weed.
Yes, the string be hanging out of it, and then they have a blonde lace front with a goddamn black elastic band hanging around. Girl, looking like the damn lace front got an eyeliner on it, girl. I just don't understand. I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it. I don't get it either.
Where they do that at? That's all I'm saying. Where they do that at?
I don't know, man. They must do it in Mars, bro. I just don't know where they get with this lace front. I just don't know. So my, y'all pressing number one, so we can get your opinion on it. Let's go. Here you go, 207-399. How do you feel about the crooked lace front?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah.
I think that it's quite trifling for a woman to come out with half her head hanging out and half her head tucked up underneath a lace front wig. That's not right. I'm forced to laugh when I see something like that, and it's not that I'm being judgmental. It's
what?
Just that shit is funny as hell. I'm sorry. It's hilarious when you see this shit hanging out that's supposed to be some goddamn hair tucked up underneath another ball of hair. Like,
mm-hmm.
get it together. So, yeah, I'd rather see a bald-headed woman than a fucked-up lace front. I'm just saying, that's just my preference. I don't want to go to pull, you know, I'm in the middle of getting it in, and I go to pull the hair back, and the whole goddamn piece comes up in my head, and I got this black string hanging out. No. I'm all set with that.
You
I don't care about wearing wigs. Just have that shit tight. Have it right.
Right?
Yes, have it right. And that's all. That's my input, okay? I'm done now, because I don't want to get cussed out today. I'm not in the mood for it.
Then you kill the mood when you pull. You see the string and you pull it off. Like, oh, the mood gone. I'm good.
No, that's
not
going to
work. I don't want to do
it no more. I'm going to go back and fix it. Wait a minute. As a matter of fact, I got some Elmer's in my pocket. Hold on. Let me help you out.
Let's pump this full. I got some track glue for you. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Let us tuck and pull. Tuck and pull. And you're supposed to wrap that string right, and that string's supposed to get tucked.
Right.
It's not supposed to be hanging out. No. And that plastic piece, the lace front, you're not supposed to be able to see that.
Mm-mm.
You're supposed to pull some hair down and blend your hair in with that front. I already know. I know how to do it. I've been with plenty of sisters, yes. Hold this right here for me, okay? I got you. I got you. Don't worry, I got you. No, sir. Okay, next caller. Next caller. I'm going to go off on a tangent. Next caller. No.
All right, Susan. Thanks so much for your input, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
All right, baby. All right. Uh-oh, we got somebody new to the game. Area code 443-475. Girl, give us your input, girl, on the crooked lace front hanging from the back. And they think they the bomb, girl. So go ahead and tell us how you feel about that.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. I'm fine, and you? I just want to say, by me being into fashion, it's sad. It just makes me want to run over there and, you know, try and fix it for them. You know, but, you know, I don't want to run up to people that I don't know, but it's irritating. It's really irritating. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to, I don't want to shout, but I just really, I can't take my eyes off it when I see it. It's, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
You just want to point. Like, what is that?
You know, I mean, I don't like for people to be embarrassed. So sometimes I want to fix it, but, you know, you can't. Here in Baltimore, you can't tell somebody they jacked up because then they want to fight. You know,
right.
Like they're trying to help you out. You know, so it's like you don't know really what to do. You know, you can't tell them they look good, but, you know, it's common courtesy to, I guess, try to help. I guess, I don't know, but I just can't help but stare. And I almost want to cry. So I don't know.
Oh, don't cry.
Well, why not? Like, it's embarrassing. I mean, even though it's not me, but it's embarrassing to see other women walking around looking like that. Like, you know, you're making people look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So
you
that's,
are mean,
you know. Oh, my goodness. That's my take on it. So I almost said, half time you want to, like, get a video camera and then put them on blast, put them on YouTube. So
I think
know.
You should do that. You
put
should
them on Instagram.
That. You should do that, right? And then, like, Skype me so I can Skype all of the listeners so they can see exactly what you're talking about. Because I don't understand how they have the blonde lace front with the red elastic band hanging out of it. Like, it's cute. It's not cute.
Well,
it's
maybe they don't have a mirror.
Oh, they knew that their elastic band was red before they took it out of their throat.
Yes, they did, honey.
They could at least got the blonde elastic band. You know what I'm saying? The blonde elastic band to go around it. They had the audacity to have the red, blue, purple, white, like it's a rainbow coalition. It's not a rainbow coalition up under your head. And you're scaring all the poor babies because the babies don't know what to do. I just don't understand.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right about that. Well, you know, maybe they had a girlfriend with them who told them they look good. You know, we as women, we trust our girlfriends. Our girlfriends are not going to steer us wrong, even though they do. But, you know, so maybe, you know, they wasn't by themselves.
So that's when we go back into how you know she's the one. See, you know she's the one when she won't tell you that it's cute to wear that red rubber band upside of that blonde lace front. You know she was the one.
Maybe they took grandma to the hair salon, and grandma can't see, so grandma got her glasses, and grandma, you know, okay, so I'm trying to make an excuse for them, okay, roll with me on it, okay, so grandma, you know what, because you know what,
they knew grandma had Alzheimer's and dementia before they took her to the salon, you know what I'm saying, they knew that it's not right, they knew she couldn't see.
But see, grandma was a diva back in her day. So, you know, grandma was having
machine with that red elastic band above that gold lace front. Pineapples.
Pineapples. Kittens.
She knew.
Okay, okay, they're trying to be a trendsetter, trying to start something new.
Mm-mm.
Work with me, okay?
Hated it.
I will not work with you on that.
I'm sorry.
Me neither. I'm just saying, you know, feel my little bit. I don't know. It's not working for me either, but I'm trying. You know, you got to give him a little bit. Hello? Yeah, well, how are you guys doing?
Fine. We're doing okay.
I'm great.
Teddy's great.
My first time calling on you guys' show, but I'm always talking to both of you on Facebook.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, it's another call this time. You know, even though the Steelers got lucky for once in their life against the Ravens.
Oh, don't hate. Don't hate because y'all got beat at home.
That's okay, because what's going to happen is we're going to see y'all in the playoffs.
It always happens. You know this. You know this. And we're going to beat that ass.
You know, look, you know that conversation we just had on Sunday, right? Okay, Taddy?
Okay.
All right. We just had a conversation.
You know what?
Let me listen to that voice again.
Hello?
Let me listen to that voice again. Say hello.
Hello? Hello?
Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Do I know you well?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to text you when I get off the phone.
And I'm going to text you and say the Steelers is number one because you all got me Sunday.
Oh, goodness. They lagging behind right now.
You know what? We ain't going there, okay?
Oh, damn, we're not going there. No, we're not going there.
Let me enjoy my win. Thank you.
And you know what? I enjoy it with you because I do like the Steelers, except for, you know, when they play it.
I'm just saying, same here.
Because we always run over
the top of them,
but I'm just saying.
No. Until we play each other, y'all can go jump off a bridge and swim. I don't care.
All righty.
Yeah.
But definitely before I let y'all get up off of here, definitely want to give a shout out to my homeboy up in Dallas, Texas, Marcel Terrell with the Ecstasy. You know, so definitely. So I look forward to talking to you guys again.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Have a good one.
Okay. All right. You too.
All right, Teddy, all right, the ladies of She's On, thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. We definitely had a wonderful, wonderful night. We're going to continue the series tomorrow. Since we are talking about how do we know they are the one, we're going to discuss how to know how they aren't the one. You know, I was about to talk about it tonight, but I said, no, that'll be a good topic for tomorrow. All right, so we're going to do that tomorrow. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to She's On Radio. I definitely want to invite everyone out to Winter Wonderland, King Kale's Pretty P, KP St. Louis, Deep the Body, and Poison. We'll be live in full effect. We will be partying on three floors. One of those floors, which is a VIP lounge, so definitely get that VIP. It's only 10 left. Definitely www.wentowonder.eventbrite.com. Get those tickets. You definitely don't want to be the one to say, sold out! You don't want to hear that. So, all right. Thank y'all for tuning in. She's On Radio. Love y'all so much. Love you, Teddy. Tonight is the night. Let's go.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis
style. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me in St. Louis style. With a whistle, hold his tech, extendo clip, extendo roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done had more bombs than Pakistan. Dope bomb, and a pill bomb. See, nigga, I'm balling you in real car. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the truest style. To everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.